At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Summer is supposed to be an opportunity to slow down, but when you look at your kids, you can't help but notice that your kids are growing up fast. Help them build independence as they grow with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where parents can keep an eye on kids' money habits while kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. It's the easy, convenient way to raise financially smart kids. Get your first month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/pod.
Kasparis Yakusionis has committed to the Illini. This is Mike Kegley. I'll be here with Brad Sturdy to give you an instant take on what this means.
Are you looking to grow your business? Do that with the Illini Guys Radio Network by advertising on the Illini Guys Sports Spectacular. The weekly two-hour syndicated show airs on more than 20 stations and is heard in six states throughout the Midwest, including Chicago, St. Louis, the Quad Cities, Peoria, Bloomington, Springfield, Champaign, Decatur, Rockford, and Quincy, just to name a few, with a reach of more than 11 million people. For information, send an email to mike@illiniguys.com and let's work together to grow your business. That's mike@illiniguys.com and let the power and reach of the Illini Guys Network work for you.
Have you ever tried to buy gold and silver and felt like you were talking to a used car salesman? That's because the precious metals industry is like the Wild West. Salesmen can say pretty much anything or make any promise they want without repercussion. But Genesis Gold Group is different. They're a faith-driven Christian precious metals company and believe in educating their customers, not pressuring them for a quick sale. Genesis Gold Group focuses on customer service, not sleazy marketing. Genesis Gold Group is named after the first book of the Bible for a reason. Proper stewardship of wealth is their specialty. Find out why they've earned a 5 out of 5 rating through the Better Business Bureau and how they can help you secure your wealth or retirement through physical precious metals. Call right now to learn more.
800-238-3714. 800-238-3714. 800-238-3714. That's 800-238-3714.
And as promised, we have Brad Sturdy here to give you an instant take on Kasparis Yakusionis. This is a fantastic...
That was easy, Mike. Easy for you.
That was very... You could tell I really am quite the expert on Lithuanian words. I know Vilnius, and that's my... There's my lesson on Lithuanian. So we've got a... This is really a big signing. 6'5", 6'6", guard... who can play wing, can play guard, can ball handle, can pass, can shoot. Brad, give us what this means to the Illini, who are looking to replace probably the irreplaceable in Terrence Shannon Jr. But boy, this is a really a big step forward for this team and building a roster that's going to be a threat.
Yeah, and I think you have to understand you're not going to replace Terrence Shannon, because one, Terrence Shannon was 23 years old. Two, Terrence Shannon was one of the best players in the country. Those guys just don't come out and grow on trees. You know what I mean? So what you're trying to do is put together a roster that can compete, you know, and be as good as last year's roster. I think they put something close. It's much younger, but it probably has more, you know, upside when you look at their long-term NBA type potential on this team. But anyway, Yakusionis is an interesting Yakusionis. Yeah, let's say it again.
KJ.
Heretofore, he is going to be KJ. Yes, but KJ is, you get a guy who is dynamic in ball screen actions. He is a guy who can really shoot the ball. Over the course of a 34-game stretch this winter, he shot 37% from three. He distributes the ball. He's a tremendous passer, has a great feel in ball screens. He does a lot of those things that you see those European guys do. You see Luka Doncic do it in ball screens. You see all these guys. He's got the ability to knock down shots, and he creates for others. But I think the coolest thing that where he is similar to Terrence Shannon, this dude gets to the line. He has great body control. He's able to use that strength at 6 foot, you know, measured 6'4.5" inch socks, 6'5¾" in shoes, whatever that means. So he'll probably be listed at between 6'5 and 6'6". Weighs right around 200 pounds right now. And he's got a 38-inch vertical leap. Now, sometimes on film we don't see that because, you know, he's always in traffic. He's always getting bumped. People always think, well, you know, well, this is on a breakaway dunk, he's going to do some damage. But most of the game is not played on breakaway dunks, right?
Right.
So what he's able to do is get in, use his body, get contact, and still finish or get fouled. And as we, he's like a 94% free throw shooter. So this dude is a tremendous fit for this Illinois roster. And he's young. He'll be 18 tomorrow, I believe. It's the 29th. So what is it, 28th today? I don't
even
know.
Yeah, that's 28th, yes. Brad.
Yeah, so 29th is tomorrow. So that's his birthday. So he'll turn 18 tomorrow. So birthday present, he gets to go to Illinois. And I think that they probably couldn't have done much better. I mean, yeah, they may have gotten an older guy in the portal, but I'm not sure they could have gotten a complete player because Kylan Boswell is a really good player, but he's not a guy who creates a lot off the bounce. He's more of a guy who, you know, can knock down shots. He's secure with the ball. He's a good player, don't get me wrong. But this kid really fits well with him in the backcourt. Then you throw in a guy like, you know, Draven Gibbs-Lahorn, who can be an energy guy off the bench. And now he has the size to play next to Dre. So you don't have like two small guards in the backcourt. So this is I really like this fit. I'm not sure they could have done better. Max Feldman from Made Hoops, actually, they rank international prospects and they have him ranked as the number 14 player in the nation in this class. So if you take him and put him in, if Illinois had added a five-star kid who is, you know, coveted and has a big NIL number and all this stuff at the right now, what would people think? People would be like, oh my gosh, this is awesome. Well, they did. He just happens to be a kid from Europe and we can't pronounce his name.
Well, the funny thing is you, even when, you know, you listen to him in interviews, he's got good command of English. This is not somebody coming over right. Who is going to be unable to communicate with his teammates.
Oh, exactly. He's not. And when you talk basketball, he knows basketball. This dude has a great feel in basketball IQ, but yeah, he's I don't think we're going to have to worry about the Zachary Perrin Duolingo issue again. So this is a kid who's going to be able to handle it well. He is I know he's only 18, but he's played against the other thing people don't understand about these European kids. They play against grown men a lot when they're playing in these leagues. They don't play against, like, you know, other 17-year-old kids. They're playing against 25 to 30, sometimes 30-year-old guys. I mean, we talked about, you know, it was, Ivicic, right? The kid, other big kid. He's been playing against guys who are, like, 33. They played in college 15 years ago. So these are grown men. When you play against those grown men, you have to be more physical. You learn how to play the game the right way. And I think it really helps these European kids come in. And you haven't seen a ton of European kids come over into college basketball, at least not the elite ones, right? Because there hasn't been a method for them to get NIL, and now it appears with the NIL rules changing, now there is a method for them to get their NIL payments. And so it's really changed the game, in my opinion. And that's why they're so – Illinois, again, maybe a little bit ahead of the curve here in grabbing these two European kids – And early, you know, in this process. And I think that's what they were when they started. And Brad Underwood's always been evolving and kind of growing. And kudos, by the way, Orlando Antigua is going to get a lot of credit, and he helped obviously solidify this. But this was a Jeff Alexander kid that he was in on for a long time. He's constantly been working. And Alexander loved this kid, watched him. You know, over the course of the past couple of years, I've gotten Snapchats and pictures from Jeff from all over the country. This is a guy's a globe hopper, right? So Kudos to Jeff Alexander. He did a really good job here of locking this kid up. And you know, I think that this is one of the most important recruits of the offseason, because he is a guy who can come in and play and be that creator. I think that was the biggest thing they were missing, a guy who can create from the wing, and now they have one.
Yeah, and I think the way he is so able to do multiple things, I think we go back to the European style, and I think there's going to be a clash here in the next 10 years, because the Europeans are very much drill and practice oriented. Over here in America, it's roll the ball out and just play a lot of games and learn as you play games. And I think what you're seeing is you're talking about it's at times the American players are maybe have more physical talent, but maybe haven't been disciplined in terms of shot form or dribble form, or, you know, how to do a pick and roll with the minimum amount of spacing, because you want to make sure that you maximize everything that you have and you're most efficient on the court. And I think people are going to see a fundamentally very sound player on the court here as well. So, yes, he's only 18, but with the training, he may have some of those fundamentals that you do expect in an older player.
Yeah, I agree. And I think – I don't know if it's everywhere, but I think there's a merit. You have to play games. You do have to play games. But when these kids are playing like 60 games in the offseason – and then they come back to the regular season, it's only 30. It's kind of weird that your main season is 30 games and then your off season is 60 games. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me, but that's where we're at. And the problem is they need to be spending more time working on things. The other thing they do is you watch these guys using the European guys. They use their practice time well, and I'm not picking on trainers, but we got trainers running guys through things that they would never actually do in a game. Okay. And you know, you watch professionals. Watch what Kyrie Irving does in his pregame. Watch what Luka does in the pregame. They work on getting to their spots. They have spots on the court they're trying to get to because they make shots at a high level from that spot. Those are things that, and yeah, there are the wild shots and the crazy things they hit and the things that, but they are trying to get their spots. They learn how to do that. They do that over and over and over in pregames and practices and things like that. And that's why they're so good. I think we've gotten away from that a little bit in the American game, where it becomes like, you know, we want to throw a lob, we want to throw a, you know, we want to do things. It's isolation. And yeah, the NBA does a lot of ISOs. There's no question, but they do ISOs in certain spots. I think you saw that with Illinois last year. You saw Marcus Damask, you noticed where he got a lot of isolations, but they were like back down booty ball stuff. They got him in certain locations and he was so much more effective in one location than he was in the other. So they would run to get him in that location. He's trying to get to his spot. I think even, you know, whether it's Coleman Hawkins shooting threes, Terrence Shannon coming, they want to get to certain spots on the floor. You saw Illinois evolve into more of an NBA style offense last year. And I think you're going to see more of that. Although I do think you're going to see more guys moving and cutting and playing this year than just the booty ball. Although the booty ball was effective, I think you have guys now who are different. Their ability, I mean, Jacuzzi Onis, it can move without the ball. He can play off the ball. Boswell can play on the ball, off the ball. Rickhouse can play off the ball, on the ball. You can, I mean, he's one. You realize that Illinois has Jacuzzi Onis, who is one of the best ball screen guys in the world in the U18s, and they brought in Ben Rickhouse, who was one of the best ball screen guys in college basketball as well. So you may see a shift from booty ball to more using the ball screens and finding guys and spacing around them with shooters. And I think that can be really effective for Illinois.
It'd be the old Utah offense with Stockton and Malone. You know, we may see some of that. You know, the interesting thing is we do see, I saw that in Dallas. There were skill trainers who would teach my sons moves that they watched LeBron do. And while that was great that LeBron could do that, I'm not certain that my sons ever used that in a game. And then you watch what Tim Anderson had Marcus Domask doing in warmups. Those were the same ball handling moves that he was using on the court, bringing the ball up and then dealing, you know, playing some booty ball. And so you could see the difference in a trainer who actually trains somebody to do the things they're going to be doing on the court versus somebody who is having some fantastic bursts of creativity that may never be used at all. You think Illinois is done now? Are they gonna potentially bring in another player since they have, you know, the roster availability, or do you think they're gonna kind of wait and see?
I think there's still a possibility that they could bring a guy in. I don't see it happening, but I think there is a possibility. I think that if they're finding the right fit, I don't think they're gonna bring in a guy who can play. I mean, and we do know, we all saw Trollman Hawkins with his troll about, go ahead and put it, he's coming back to Illinois. We've seen that. I think we've seen that on Twitter. But I do. Here's what I think. I think that they are looking at a guy who could maybe be, who is legit, wants to be that 11th, 12th guy, and maybe develop. But a guy who can maybe be another ball handler. Now, I think with KJ, they've got the other point guard to go with Boswell, so they have two guys who can play point. And if Draven Gibbs-Lahorn is your emergency third point guard, that's not the end of the world, because you're going to play a lot through Hum Rickhouse too. So you just need a guy who can basically handle full court pressure, get it into the half court, and then play.
And you got Ty Rogers.
Yeah. Ty Rogers. So it's not the end of the world. I mean, we got a good depth, but it would, honestly, the guy who would be a great fit if he was willing to accept the role, and I think he wants to play more, would be Nico Moretti. Would be a great guy to be your third point guard, you know, just to be a guy, you know, to, you know, who can handle the ball, blah, blah. But I think he wanted to play more than that, and it was a good fit for him to go down to Florida. So, I really think they have a good roster. You also, when you don't play guys, sometimes guys get unhappy when their expectations are to play.
Yep.
And so sometimes you don't want to create that. I mean, Jason Jaxtus understands what his role is. Get stronger, develop, and play later down the road. I think he understands that. And so that's a great fit for a guy off your bench. Jake Davis kind of understands that he's coming in to kind of develop and be more of a shooter role at the early stages, and coming off, you know, shooting on the move, things like that. Well, you have a couple guys who understand what their role is going to be, and then they don't have to get huge minutes. I mean, yeah, you still want to play, you know, Jake Davis some, but it's more a role thing until he kind of, you know, develops and grows as a player. I think you have got, when you manage expectations like that, it's much better when they do get on campus. When you bring in a guy who expects to play 30 minutes, and he's playing five, it doesn't go well, and it creates a lot of animosity and has team chemistry issues can come out of that.
You know, the other thing I think of is Illinois has typically been a star-driven team. You know, you had Kofi Ayo, you know, Terrence Shannon Jr., Domask, you know, and now this team may be one that we've got the guy, you know, very similar to what they did last year, where you have multiple guys who can blow up on any given evening. And boy, that makes it a lot tougher for defenses when you've got to worry about, well, everybody, you know, anybody could have that great night.
I mean, think about how many guys they have right now. If you had KJ and you have Ivicic, and then you throw in Hum Rickhouse, who averaged, you know, Trey White averaged double figures. Hum Rickhouse double figures, 15 points a game. Trey White, 12 and a half. Colin Boswell, 9.6. You have all these guys who are double figure scorers. I mean, that's really good to have. Plus you have a borderline five-star kid in Merez Johnson coming in as a freshman. That's not bad. Draven Gibbs-Lahorn was known as a volume scorer, you know, throughout his career. So although we may wonder, like, how do we replace all this scoring? You have a lot of guys who can score. It just may not be one guy scoring, you know, two guys scoring 30 each. It may be three guys scoring 16 or four guys throwing exactly 15, 16, you know, so it's more balanced. That's not a bad thing, you know, but the one thing they do have to figure out, just like every team has to figure out, who's going to be their guy at the end of the game. Is it going to be Hum Rickhouse? Is it going to be KJ? Are they going to play through Ivicic, who is just a fantastic, by the way, Ivicic also a fantastic passer with KJ, Hum Rickhouse, Ivicic, even Boswell, who's a very good distributor, Ty Rogers, good passer for a bigger guy. This team can really pass the ball. I mean, they really should be able to find guys, and they should be able to create things. If you trap them, if you double team, if you how you play ball screens, they should be able to, and they have, this Boswell's not big, but everybody else, they have positional size. I mean, you're talking 6'6", 6'7", 6'6", you know, 6'9", you know, whatever, 7'1". So tons of positional size for this team. So they're able to, you know, maybe see over defenses, make passes, get guys the ball. And this is this team has a chance to be pretty good.
Yeah, I'm excited by the opportunity to see what they're going to do. It's going to be a team-oriented basketball, and I do think we saw a lot of that this year with the fact that you had Shannon, Domask, Coleman Hawkins, you know, they kind of a three-headed beast there, and we may see something similar next year, but it might even have more because you just don't know how much a Kerry Booth is going to, you know, grow. And Ivasic, yeah. Ivasic is, I think he's going to be vastly underrated. Boswell is coming in kind of, you know, people are just thinking, well, he's a pass first guy and that's just what he is. And even Trey White, people are uncertain, you know, can he beat out Ty Rogers? And all of a sudden you've got multiple guys here that they're going to develop. I mean, we had a podcast with Tyler Underwood who talked about all the plans they have to work on the guys in the summer. And they're more worried about developing their individual games based on, you know, improving certain areas of their game than they are getting everybody together and scrimmaging because they think that those skills are so very important.
Yeah, there's no question. And I think you learn how to play together. They'll learn how to play together and pick up games. They'll learn how to play together in the preseason. I think, you know, putting together this team, I think defensively will be a huge, that may be the hardest thing,
right?
Because they have no defensive continuity. They're all new. And so they have to learn the way they're going to play defense. And I think Illinois has to also figure out how they're going to guard. Are they going to be more, put a little more pressure on? Are they going to play more passive? They do have more rim protection than they had a year ago. With guys like, you know, with Ivasic and with Merez Johnson, for example, even Jason Jackson, you know, I mean, if he comes in and plays, he have more there. So very, very, I really like where this roster is going. And obviously it's got very high upside. I mean, I really think they could be one of the top, you know, 10, 15 teams in the country with this roster. However, I also think that it could not be that good, you know, They could be a little lower than maybe they were a year. I think the ceiling's higher than maybe it was a few days ago, but I do still think the floor is a little lower than it was a year ago. And so We'll see how that plays out.
And for those people, we're not denigrating anybody. This is an exciting roster, but there is no Terrence Shannon Jr. that you could, when you are having a rough time offensively, you just roll the ball to him and say, just please score and stop this streak the other team's on, which worked pretty much every game last year except one.
Except UConn. Yeah, except UConn. And the other thing you have to understand is they're not 23 years old. I mean, You had Damask, Shannon, Hawkins old, Quincy Guerrier old, Justin Armand old. They were old last year. Illinois is really, really old. They're young this year. I mean, I'm not saying they're all young. But, you know, Ivasic, although a freshman, is 21, right? But I think you know, you've got a lot of, and Humrickhouse is obviously older, but the rest of these guys are like sophomores. And, you know, they've got some experience. Maybe Trey White's a junior, but Ty Rogers Jr., but a lot of guys who have some experience, but they're not 23.
Right.
So it's going to be a bit different than it was last year when you put all this together. But I really like the upside. I think by the end of the year, if things go as planned, I think this team might be, I don't know, more, how should I say, more complete than last year's team was. I think they could be more complete. I'm not that star power is hard to replace, though. When you have guys like Damask, you can throw up a triple double in the NCAA tournament, and then you got Shannon who can put up 35 anytime, you know. So, you know, didn't he outscore didn't I tweet one time he outscored Virginia or something like that?
Yeah. And of course, then you had Hawkins who literally could go coast to coast. I mean, you had so much, but I do think this team, I do agree with you that with some good fortune and guys are going to need to take developmental steps, which is, that's, you know, Bill Walton said that, you know, it's growth. Life is growth. And so these guys are going to develop. And as this team gets better and better, I think there is an opportunity for some real excitement for Illini fans. So, Brad, anything else here before we get to a break and wrap things up?
Yeah, no, I think that they're in a good spot. I really like where they're at. I think that they need to – now the key is getting these guys on campus as soon as they can, you know, in June, start working on these things. Obviously, a lot of logistical things to deal with. I know that the first group is arriving June 5th. Some of the kids are coming in June 5th, I think it is. But, you know, then you've got to deal with the European guys when they can get on campus and so forth. But, and a guy we didn't really talk about, I know you mentioned him. We didn't talk about Kerry Booth at all, who has Another, can I one thing I'll say. The last year, you look at this, Terrence Shannon is probably going to go in the first round in the NBA draft if his legal things, you know, get sorted out as we expect them to. That's the only first-round draft pick. Coleman Hawkins is maybe a second round, late second round. This team right now going into next year will have more guys who are probably on the 2025 NBA draft radar in 2026 than that team had. So the upside, that's why we look at the upside, is so potentially really good. You have a ton of guys who you've seen on draft boards that are still are coming to Illinois next year. So a ton of guys with NBA potential. And Kerry Booth is one of those guys. We haven't really talked about him. Here you're talking a 6'10 guy who can, you know, has a, you know, and some people don't like his shot, but they really, Illinois really thinks with a tweak, this guy can be an elite shooter. And when you get 6'10 guys with his athleticism and get him with Fletch to get stronger, and then you have an elite shooter, that's pretty good. That could be a pretty good player.
Yeah, and in Ivicic, people just don't understand. He is a good outside. He is basically your prototypical NBA guy who can defend the rim. He may not be the quickest guy in the world, but he can go out and hit the three, and he's not going to get destroyed, you know, on pick and roll action on the defense.
Doesn't he remind you a little bit of Hunter Dickinson?
Yeah, a little bit, I mean, but a better shooter.
Yeah, I mean, Hunter stepped out and expanded his game to three. This is what he can do.
Exactly.
I mean, and you, here's the other thing about Ivicic and these guys. They all make free throws. I mean, you remember how we just bemoan, oh, my gosh, we're going to miss free throws. I mean, they lost a game. You know, the Penn State game was because they missed free throws, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and turn it over. But now you have guys like Ivicic. You know, he's like an 87% free throw shooter. And KJ is like 90-something percent. I mean, that's nice to have at the end of a game.
Yes, yes. This is going to be a fun season, folks. Brad, thanks for taking time out, and we will definitely be back, do a little more detail on this. It is an exciting time, folks. There is maybe no Terrence Shannon on the horizon, so to speak. I don't think there was in the whole portal anyway, but the bottom line is piece by piece, this Illini coaching staff has assembled a team that looks like it has a higher ceiling than last year's team, and I'm going to remind people, it went to an Elite Eight. So with that, folks, we will be back right after these messages.
Whether you live in Champaign or Chicago, halfway across the country, or on the other side of the world, IlliniGuys.com keeps you in the know. Be it in-game results, top-level stories, or the latest behind-the-scenes info in recruiting, IlliniGuys.com has you covered. For about 25 cents a day, you can have an inside path to your favorite Illini teams, and we'll even throw in a free 7-day trial to kick the tires. Go to IlliniGuys.com, click the register button, and get immediate access to dozens of stories each month, message forums, free giveaways, and more. IlliniGuys.com.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.
Thanks so much to Brad Sturdy for taking time to talk about this day. Pretty big commit for the Illini. We're excited about KJ. We think it's going to be fantastic. And of course, if you can share this on social media, follow us on our YouTube page, go to IlliniGuys.com and subscribe so you can know about this. We don't ever try to ruin the commitment day for a recruit, but IlliniGuys.com subscribers were pretty certain this was going to happen, and it was no surprise. So we would love to have more members there. $99 a year, you get everything, and those message boards are fantastic sources of information for Illini fans. But we really appreciate you being here for this episode. We'll be back soon. Until then, go Illini.